hopes are high for the seven-story tower. Paul DeLuca, vice dean of the School of Medicine and Public Health, calls the building a cathedral to science. He says this first phase is part of a larger effort to more closely link basic lab research with patient care.
By the time we're done, you will see a different school of medicine integrated into a health science campus that leads us forward over the next several decades of research, something that never heretofore has transpired.
The $183 million building is one of three research centers where scientists predict major advances in cancer, heart care, and regenerative medicine. For instance, there's work being done to grow cartilage from stem cells to heal knees destroyed by sports injuries. In addition to individual benefits, Governor Doyle predicts the institute will help the state as a whole.
States that are going to succeed are states that have committed themselves to understanding the world is moving forward, and our economies are going to be based on science and technology and education. And Wisconsin is making that commitment.
The building was designed by scientists, and some of the artwork reflects that. Artwork on the face of the building represents a waveform used in radiation treatment. The building's overall design eliminates laboratory walls and allows rapid sharing of equipment to enhance communication and collaboration. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.